Slim quietly. Tell Charlie not to get in the paper, but tell him to write George Mahon a letter and tell him that he wished that he would look into Biggs, and he can't keep it if everything else is going, but keep it to the last one and try to hold on to it if you can. And George is chairman of the committee, and they like him, and they respect him, and they love him, and they do anything they can. I don't get into them too much, particularly in my own state, because they say, well, I'm just distributing them on a political basis. Sure. And the generals, they'll leak it to Drew Pearson, and then I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
But George can do a good deal, and they like him, and they respect him, and I'll let you know more about it as it develops. It's just, he's just studying them now and just started his budget hearings, and they'll go on all through the month of December. But it's in the mail, and I wouldn't tell anybody but Bill Hooten and George Mahon, and I'll keep in touch with you and let you know more about it as it goes along.
All right.
I love you, Dorrance, and I appreciate what you did, and I'll never forget you, and I won't let you down.
I don't see how you keep track of so many things.
Well, by God, I do, and I know who my friends are, and I know you've been one who started. I wouldn't be where I was without you, and I'm not ever going to forget it, and I want you and your wife to come up there, and we'll be getting together as soon as we get this thing behind us. Now, let me talk to Charlie a minute.
All right, just a second.
Confidentially, very confidentially, you may have to help him a little on Biggs. They're getting ready to close it up. McNamara's done closed 566, and he's got about another 60 on the list between now and December. And as soon as this election's over, he's having his budget hearings. And their own man can't help them damn bit. He's telling the generals every day that they sent off the planes in Vietnam and endangered the lives, and he's a smart fellow like Alger. And George Mahon can help him, and you may have to just write a little personal note to George. And
I'll go up there with him. I live here about half the time.
Well, you better help him because
they're
in trouble. And keep him out of the papers, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, God bless you, Mr.
And
President.
Tell him to make somebody keep that damned idiot, the foreman, send him to Mexico. He causes us. He gets up on the floor and talks about the admirals and the generals, and he said we sent planes off the carrier and endangered the lives, and he don't know anything. He's just a damn fool, but they think he's smart out there, and if you want to have a Republican congressman, why, they're going to get what the Republicans got, what the little boy shot at.
Yeah. Well, I'll sure be glad to help him out here any way I can.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you. Goodbye.
When are you coming out?
This morning. It's in, on the front page right
now. Oh, well.
Side of the front page from top.
Well, now, listen, you better get back. Old Mark Anderson got 200-1 against him. Every Birchite in the country. They got an organized campaign. And he just published the letters and then put a sentence under answering each damn one of them. And now it's got down to where it's 2-1 the other way. But they'll flood you. You better get ready like a jackass in a hailstorm. You better get ready to hunker up and take it.
Oh, I've done that many a time.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bye.